This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. You're on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. All right, we just touched on it. It doesn't seem like LeBron is all that worried about being down 2-0.
Yeah, it's because he's leaving.
Yeah, well,
whatever.
We know he's leaving. They weren't winning the championship.
I think there was an outside chance he was going to stay for a while. Because have you heard Philadelphia is like, yeah, we want Kawhi or Paul George.
Yeah,
they don't want LeBron.
He's going to end up in
LA. He's not going to end up with the Celtics. Yeah, he's going to end up in LA.
Yeah. I don't think he's staying.
Or Aki. Because here's the thing. You know, I'm not a big fan of this LeBron just jumps from team to trying to make it as easy as possible. I'm not a fan of that at all. 0%. But if you're the Rockets, here's the reality. If he is a jumping jack and he does go from wherever he can try to make it easiest for him to win, then you got to try to get in on those sweepstakes, because if you know that, wow, we're playing pretty good and we're still struggling, you probably need that. The fact is, if you want to really match up with the Warriors, you're doing everything you can to match up with the Warriors, right? You might be a player away. The sad reality is you can play, all right, well, not so much iso ball. Okay, we'll get more movement. Okay, well, what happened this time? Well, they just made more threes than us, and they shot better from the free throw line. What do you do about that? I guess find another shooter. Okay, we found another shooter. Now what? He's not very good defensively. He's given up too many points against Klay Thompson. Okay, now what? The easiest solution is just go get LeBron James. And I'm not a proponent of that necessarily.
Well, good luck, unless you get rid of Ryan Anderson.
Well, you have money to get him.
Yeah. Well, you got to get rid of Ryan Anderson.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, is he expiring next year?
No. He's got 2 years left.
Are you positive?
Yep.
Let me check that.
Yep. 2 years left. You got two more.
You could still get rid of him, but you'll have to take something back that you're not going to probably like very much.
Yeah. No. You're going to have to do a Brock Osweiler deal. You know, here, you can take... You can take our number one pick, and
Daryl would do that
in a heartbeat. If he
could get LeBron James, he would do that in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and that would be a great move as opposed to the Brock Osweiler move. That would be a great move. You know, giving up that second round pick, yeah, that kind of hurt you this year.
Yeah, two more.
Why don't you believe the things I say?
I was hoping you were wrong.
Well, I wasn't wrong.
I was hoping you had too many Coors Lights when you looked at this contract.
There's no such thing as too many Coors Lights.
Preach on, brother.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, is too many Coors Lights.
Here's our number.
Preach on, brother.
713-780-3776. My Sports Map article is about how the Rockets can make up 13 points. 13 points looks like a lot, but it's really not. They won the rebound battle, and especially offensive rebounds, which is key, but they lost the turnover battle by 4. So if you figure each of those turnovers is worth, you know, when you consider points you could have had and points they ended up getting, it's probably worth 4 points, and that's fairly conservative. So there's 4 points there. Klay Thompson, did you see the picture of Klay Thompson's three-point looks?
How much space he had?
How wide open he was?
Yeah.
There's somebody who added all 4 of them. He had 4 of the 6 three-pointers. I remember 2. For whatever reason, I didn't remember 4. Look at this, Sean. Look at this. Look at these pictures. Here's 1. Is anyone there?
No.
Anywhere near him?
Nope.
Here's 2.
Yeah, there's nobody
where
there.
Where James got hit in the stomach. There's no one there.
There's no one there. James is on the floor.
Here's 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's 4.
Oh my God.
This guy is one of the elite sharpshooters. He is 44% from 3 this year. He had 4 looks with nobody near him.
And he knocks them all down.
And all 4 of those went down. He made 6. Those are 4 of them. So I say, okay, let's say you actually guarded him. 2 of those three pointers maybe go away.
But miscommunication, There's, it's inexplicable that when you go into a game and your game plan is that's a, now of all of the guys, I know you want to cover Steph and I know you got to cover KD. I get that. But you, but Klay Thompson, if not second, is certainly third of a guy that you cannot leave alone at the 3-point line to have that many looks wide open is unexcusable.
And that's something I guarantee you they went to the tape to find out how did this happen? Because that's not the norm. See, that can be, this is what I like though. That actually can be corrected. That's much more correctable than a guy who's just,
they can't stop Kevin Durant.
Yeah, like that's one that there's nothing you could do. You can do something about that. So let's say they actually guard and two of those threes go away.
Well, let's say they actually guard a guy that can shoot, don't let him have
wide open looks.
Okay.
Then there's 6 more points. 2 threes would be 6 more points. So you got, there's 6 points and 4 points. There's 10 points. And then Luke Bamute, let's just say that out of all those, and maybe it's not him, it's P.J. Tucker, whoever gets to the rim.
Trevor Ariza.
They actually make just 2 of the layups. Yeah. I'm not even asking, just 2 more layups. I haven't even mentioned not shooting 71% from the free throw line. That's 14 points. It's not as insurmountable as people think. Not giving up wide open threes, actually making a layup, and winning a turnover battle, which to me, you got to win rebounding and turnover against them. That makes up for over 10 points easily. So it is definitely doable, but you have to do those things. And it's, you know, you can't have defensive breakdowns or you will get beat by the Warriors. Because here is the problem. They get up 7 or 8, you're getting boat raced in the second half. You're not coming back from that. You may come back and bring it back, and then you'll expend all that energy, and then they're going to hit 3 threes in a row, and then you're down 9 again. And it's not going to matter.
Yeah. No, but that all said, they're still in crunch time and on the court, Golden State finds a way to score. They just find a way to score. Now, you don't have to give them all those wonderful opportunities.
Don't give them their points.
Yeah, right. All right, 8:13, catch up on breaks. We'll get to G on the other side. Anybody else wants to get in? 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. As Lance mentioned a little bit earlier, he talked about Coors Lights, and maybe I was drinking too many, but here's the deal. Is I wasn't drinking. Oh, that was me.
Yeah,
I was doing this. I wasn't drinking too many, and even if I did have a couple too many, I was a bit irresponsible. That's okay because I got Thrive. Now, Thrive isn't going to cure you. Isn't going to don't become an alcoholic. Okay, that's not what we're looking for here. But even if you just have a couple of drinks, even if you have a couple of red wines at night, or you have a couple of beers, and you're not drunk, you're still not going to feel the same. You're just not, unless you take something like Thrive Plus or Thrive Plus. How about taking Thrive Plus? Maybe 3 capsules is all you need. 3, 4. You can take them before you start drinking, which will start the enzymes in your liver working immediately and fighting the alcohol while you're actually drinking. So that can happen. But you take 3 before you go to bed. When you're done drinking and you're about to go to bed, you take 3. And I'm going to tell you, and they've also got a powder for rehydrating, which is awesome as well. I've done that too. And that will help you tremendously as well. Here's the deal, is these people are smarter than we are. They know how to fight a hangover, and you can fight a hangover. All you got to do is go to DecideThrive.com. DecideThrive.com. I got more capsules the other day. Thrilled. I'm going to use them, I promise you, with my Coors Lights. DecideThrive.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm going to talk about this Justin Verlander thing, Robinson Cano thing, in a second, but we've got G, who wants to get in here and talk about LeBron to Houston. Lance started another one, Dell. Is it LeBron or Michael? Now LeBron to Houston.
Well, that's it's a real thing, though.
No, but it's a Dell. What did Lance just want to take the rest of the day off?
Well, it's what he does. What's it? Why is it a real thing? Based on
what's a real thing? Because that's what the Rockets have set up for.
Well, we'll see. But
no, they have. They have set up their salary cap. This is a. It's kind of a known thing. Yeah. Well, Zach Lowe's talked about it. The Rockets' plan.
Everyone has a plan, but we have no idea what LeBron wants to do until LeBron.
No, that's fine. But the Rockets' plan has always been to add that other piece. At first, it was Paul George last year, and they have kept it open.
No, always been. Always been.
Yeah, this is nothing new, guys.
No.
I'm not making it up.
No, it is. It's just a wonderful radio topic.
Particularly during when game two is tonight.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's a pretty realistic one, frankly, because LeBron looked like at the end of that game yesterday, he was done with that team. He's done with this series, yeah. and he's done with that team. They're done.
I've thought all along. How much do you believe that LeBron James will be a Rocket?
I believe there's probably about a 40% chance. I mean, he's 40? Got a chance to.
I'm going to go less.
Well, he's running out of options on where he can go. Do you really think the Lakers give him the best chance? Of course, the assumption
not the
is
best
there will be
chance.
other people joining him.
Well, I don't think that he get. You know what? I think, you know, if he's the last piece that's needed here, you may be right.
I'm not wrong on it. I mean,
no.
The thing is, if you get Paul George, then it's going to be potentially Kawhi and LeBron. I don't know that San Antonio would help in this, but it could. The thought is it's going to be, if it's LeBron goes to LA, it's going to be LeBron and Kawhi, or LeBron and Paul George.
Right.
And if Kawhi goes to the East, which would make more sense, and trade him to the West for San Antonio, then I could see, I could see those two teams potentially doing something like that, where LeBron would go with someone else. He's not going by himself to a team.
And if I'm LeBron, well, you got a better chance to win Paul George and Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo Ball, or with James Harden and Chris Paul?
Obviously here.
Here.
Yeah.
Who's looking to help the Rockets get rid of Ryan Anderson? They couldn't get it done last offseason.
I don't know, but Daryl has gotten rid of contracts for years.
With 2 years left, it's going to be easier than it was last year because there were 3 years left.
I get that. It's still going to be pretty.
No, it's still $40
million. Yeah. If you're paying a guy you don't want to play.
Well, you have to take back, if you were to trade him directly to the Cavs, then I don't know what you have to do, because you're basically, you're going to have to give him the Cavs and somebody else, something real.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know who they'd probably wouldn't mind having? Why don't you take Tristan Thompson, and why don't we get Clint Capella? How about that? How you guys feeling about that now?
I would feel okay with that. To
you
get LeBron.
Have to.
Yeah.
You to get LeBron. To. I wouldn't feel, it wouldn't make me happy to lose Dell. I mean, not Dell, Capella. But I always got confused, though. Cadella.
Why does he? You're a lot. You're not. And you're not tall.
No, near as tall. I'm not sure what that's about.
You don't have you don't have that funny haircut either.
But you know what? Yeah, Dell's.
Oh, so I'm sitting there at the game. Did you see the guys with the giant heads? Mm-hmm. The Capella. You know where they were sitting?
They didn't keep him on, though, right?
Yes, during
they
play.
They kept him on during the game?
During play, and sitting, right in front of me.
Who was it?
Harden? I finally went.
Capella and who
I
else?
I finally went, dude. And my wife was like, oh, don't say it. I'm like, I can't see the damn game.
Those heads are 6 feet high.
I can't see the game. And he finally sat down on the floor so I could barely see over his giant head. Good Lord.
Do they work for the team?
I don't know.
You should know. Weren't you wearing one of them?
Yeah, weren't you one of those guys?
I had the Chris Paul head.
And then
I went up in the stands and went, hey!
Let's get G in here. Hey, G.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was, to agree with what was said earlier, I listen to all the national media. I don't think the Rockets were that far off from the first game. You know, the layups they missed. Not to mention Klay Thompson, leaving Klay Thompson open. The three three-pointers that Nick Young hit,
he was wide open.
Wide, all three of them. I read a stat where he had taken 28 shots this postseason, and 22 of them were from the three-point line, and all 8 field goals he's made the entire postseason have been from the three-point line. So you might want to just stand next to him, because that's all he does is shoot threes. But as far as the LeBron James situation goes, yeah, they're over the cap. They would have to get rid of Ryan Anderson. But judging off these playoffs, the way and last playoffs, the way Eric Gordon has played these last two playoffs, this season, the last season, I throw in Eric Gordon to sweeten the pot.
I don't know if they consider that a sweeter pot, though, G. I'm not sure they look at that and say, now you're making it tougher to make a decision because you're going to throw us Eric Gordon, too? Boy, this seems pretty sweet.
He's only making $12 million.
Yeah, but they have to take on Eric Gordon. Like, I don't think that's a benefit. You're not making the pot sweeter by throwing Eric Gordon in. You just talked about the fact that he's not making baskets.
Yeah. It'd be Capella.
Look, Capella would be.
Well, now here's the thing. You're going to have to pay Capella, too, now.
Oh, wait. He's a
restricted.
Oh, he's restricted.
Restricted. So, but apparently Dallas or Phoenix, Phoenix going to make him a max offer.
Well, the Rockets can do a sign and trade, right?
Maybe not Phoenix now because they have the number one pick, and if they take Ayton, they won't need Capella. Now, if they take Doncic,
right,
then they would take they would obviously still be interested in Capella. So it depends on. Oh, by the way, the draft lottery is last night. Phoenix has number one pick, so maybe Capella isn't an option for them.
Is Ayton the guy?
People think that's the guy.
Well, then they don't need Capella.
No.
Where's he
from? That's okay.
He played at Arizona.
Because Mark Cuban will come after him.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So where's the guy from Duke?
Marvin Bagley?
Yeah.
He's a top five guy. But
he's talented,
but
man.
But Ayton appears, at least people think Ayton is going
They're talking
to Arizona.
Mo Bamba, fifth.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Mo Bamba. Well,
apparently it's not a big man's game anymore, Dell.
Well.
And yet, look at all the big men.
It just so happens in college basketball, there is an abundance of talented big men. Now, will any of these big men be the difference in a title run? We'll see in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. All right, Lanny is here. Let's talk a little saving people money here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Lanny?
Let's talk about those big W's that you're getting for people on a regular basis. I know that homeowners insurance has been a big boon for you guys because that's really open the door to a lot more savings. It was for me this year. Last year, you guys couldn't save me money. You made some changes to how you do things. And this year, you saved me over $700. And I got $100,000 more in coverage for my home. I know that's been a big one. But you know the other one that I always notice that you always seem to mention is electricity and also internet. It seems like those are the two that a lot of times are helping to get big savings as well.
No, that's exactly right. And look, the big challenge with energy is it's a little bit like your home insurance. In fact, it's just like it. It's one that you get your provider and you just pay the bill and you move on, and this is how much it costs to do what I need to do. And shopping the open market on those is exceptionally difficult. And really, that's kind of why we exist, to kind of cut through all the junk and find people the best deals. Try to go out on your own and shop for home insurance and energy right now is exceptionally difficult.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. But that's why I have you guys. And that's one of my favorite things is that I always tell people, when I get frustrated with a company, I just like to sick you guys on them because you do the dirty work. You know how to get to the people that you need to get to. You know how to get to the customer retention. I don't know how to get there, and they won't put me right through there. They're trained their customer service not to. You guys know how to cut through all that and get right to the people who are the decision makers.
That's exactly right. And having done this as long as we have now, we've started to the point now where we have relationships with these companies. So when we call up, say, a big-name TV provider, it's not an adversarial call. It's not fighting through that. It's, hey, we have a mutual customer. We need to take care of this person. You know who we are. We know who you are. Let's get to the end of the movie. And we're able to get deals that are just better than anybody else can for that exact reason.
Guys, you need to be one of these big winners. We got people saving $2,000, $3,000 over the course of a year. But when you pay your $12.99 a month, they continue to scour your bills. And they did this for me, for example. Just 4 months into the year, I had someone say, hey, we just saved you $14.99 per month. They had raised your rate, and we got your rate back down. Your companies will do that to you. That's why Bill Advisor, you keep them on a monthly basis because they continue to look at your bills. And when something turns up in the wrong direction, they will get it headed back in the right direction for you. That's what Bill Advisor does. They are your advocates. Go to BillAdvisor.com. What are we going to text now? What do you want to text today? Where are we texting it? What word are we texting?
All right, we're going to text the word GO. It's G-O, stands for getting started. GO to 232323.
Go 232323, and it's your chance to start dropping your bill by thousands with BillAdvisor.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's get Steve-O in here because we say this is the shortest wait times in the history of radio. So we get him in here, and I want to get to this this story about Justin Verlander. But Steve-O wants to talk about game two. What do you say, Steve-O?
Hey, guys. Obviously love the show, man. You guys really get me through everything as I'm driving out here on the road. I was going to talk about game two, but I was listening, and I heard you guys talking about the whole LeBron and Houston thing. First of all, let me apologize to my wife for calling in on Wednesday while Lance is there. I know she doesn't like Lance.
What?
Because of the game show sweeping the nation is no more, and it's Wednesday. So sorry about that.
What was the game show sweeping the nation? And Matt Thomas had one that was sweeping the nation.
No.
Believe It or Not.
That's not sweeping the nation, like male golfer, female golfer, food.
Well, y'all can play that.
That was really.
No, Dale, not the gong.
That was the one sweeping the nation.
Just said bleep you because this is a great show, Dale.
Listen, Steve-O's wife, my apologies. I had nothing. I did not say don't do this. Don't do anything.
No, that's what Dale said.
No.
Lance came in here.
It's constantly being put on me.
Lance, listen to this and see if you're uncomfortable.
Was this part of the...
If you got it right, that's what you got. And if you got it wrong, what happened, Dale?
No, I can't play this game. I can't be involved in this. Roger, hey, we got to let you go.
Hey,
insensitive.
Sorry, Lance.
You're gone.
Oh, man.
Well, at least Steve-O's wife's happy. Now my income's gone.
No.
What's up, Steve-O? So what do you think? LeBron's one of the all-time greats, but I'm not a fan of what he does bouncing from, I'm kind of old school with liking these superstars to lock down and build around, and he's already done his jumping. Fact is, if you're the Rockets, you have to try to go after him. There's really no other choice to me.
Well, the thing I was going to say is back on Tuesday, March 27th, you can listen on Podcast Arena, I actually called in and made the point where I posed the question, would you rather have one championship with the Rockets winning this year or three championships for the years to come if LeBron came? And there's actually a way to make that possible. If you move Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon in a trade to OKC for Carmelo Anthony, the cap numbers work there. And then Chris Paul opts out of his contract. That frees up the cap space to sign LeBron James. And then we also have bird rights on Chris Paul because we got his contract over from the Clippers. And then we can sign him and go over the cap. And that puts together the team that'll obviously go ahead and beat the Golden State Warriors.
But why is that? So why is it either or? Either you get this year. Why can't you get this year and LeBron?
Well, because if you won, would you have traded those guys away?
The other thing is LeBron can't come to Houston if we win a championship. LeBron will receive too much backlash if Houston wins the championship and then he joins.
Yeah.
But the way that he is,
it's actually true.
But the way the Cavs are flaming out, the way the Cavs are flaming out going down 0-2, and if the Rockets go 5 or 6 games and still lose, then LeBron has justified reason to say, "Oh, the Houston Rockets need me. It's a match made in heaven."
That said,
rather than if we win.
That said, KD did it. And he was able to weather the storm. That said, LeBron had the decision, and he was able to weather the storm.
Well, KD did it in terms of he left the team. He went to a team that just beat him after blowing a 3-1 lead.
That's right.
The Warriors had not won the title.
There was a lot of things that people didn't
even
like.
Even if they had won, he would have gone.
But then he created some burner accounts, and he was able to fend off the haters with his burner accounts with no followers.
Right. And no one.
He couldn't get the ball away from Russell Westbrook enough.
And no one was any the wiser with his burner accounts.
No one ever figured it out. No. This is a great thing.
That was. You know what? You're right. If the Rockets do lose, then it's more likely that LeBron would come here. I don't know. I'm hesitant. I know that stuff has to happen, but I would love to.
It'd be great to see. I mean, I can say whatever I want, but I mean, if LeBron James he's still playing at a really high level. Look, the guy had 21 points in the first quarter, but then Mark Jackson started killing him. I don't know if you heard this. Late in the third, he's like, He's had 11 points since the first quarter. He stopped shooting the ball. And then Van Gundy got on it for not rotating defensively. Like, LeBron did some – he got a little lazy defensively. He didn't hustle back one time. He didn't close out a wide-open shooter at an inopportune time, he or Kevin Love. I mean, and then he kind of stopped being aggressive offensively after having 21 in the first quarter. I mean, it's clear that he's not going to have enough. He doesn't have anyone there to pick up the slack when he doesn't play well. He doesn't. James didn't have that either, frankly, for about 3 years, and then he got Chris Paul, which helps. LeBron has had much more help in all these teams. This is the first year where he's saying, Kyrie, and he knew it. That's why he was so salty about Kyrie leaving, because Kyrie was a big, big deal for him.
Oh, yes.
And then they thought Isaiah Thomas was going to be, but that, I mean, what a disaster that ended up being.
I mean, as far as this series is concerned, the Boston-Cleveland series, Boston's been terrible on the road. The one game they won is because Philly decided we don't know how to inbound a basketball. We're going to completely capitulate.
Yep.
They've been bad. So I get it. It looks awful, but Boston is not the same team on the road. Not that many teams are.
Yeah, if you're Cleveland, you just have to hold serve and then go win one.
Yeah. And it's going to be difficult to do that because Boston, on the other hand, is undefeated at home. I understand what it looks like, but I still feel like by the time they're done with Cleveland, we're talking about a tie series because I just don't see the same level of competence on the road from Boston.
I'm going to tell you this. There'll be a 3-1 when they're done with Cleveland. They're gonna steal one there.
Maybe, but Boston has not
Cleveland's going to be about a 5-point favorite.
Boston has not shown the ability to play well on the road at all these playoffs, and maybe Cleveland's so done that
it won't
matter.
Which is normal for young players. You know, young players are more, are more on the positive end. I think the positive is that place gets loud, and I think the young guys really feed off of that. But similarly, it's harder to win on the road. Rockets have a bunch of veterans. They're a great road team. It doesn't really shake them. They've been around. Young teams, for as much as they get hyped up at home when it's loud, I think that road stuff really affects them. They
it was
have a
funny.
Hard time winning.
It was funny when it was at its peak and the Rockets were on a roll and they made a big basket in game one. And I'm telling you, I thought that place was
first
just
three
electric.
Minutes? You mean in the first 3 minutes?
Well, it was like probably 5 or 6 minutes in. But they inbounded the ball, and Steph Curry is just and the place was, I'm telling you, fire. And I'm behind the basket, and I'm watching Steph bring up the ball, and I'm like, he doesn't look. You know what? That's a veteran because in that situation, you would think, wow, this is this, and he was just bringing it up nonchalantly, like you know what? We still got this, and that's the difference between a veteran.
You can see it
and an MVP, by the way.
Yeah,
I want to talk about this Verlander thing. So Robinson Cano suspended 80 games without pay for a diuretic masking agent. Apparently, the Yankees, there was talk in the New York organization, you know, why everybody was up in arms. Why are you letting Robinson Cano walk? Blah, blah, blah. Well, he was best friends with Alex Rodriguez and Melky Cabrera. And what did they all have in common? Well, and so maybe the Yankees saw this coming. Robinson Cano suspended his 80 games. Lance McCullers sends out, so he tweets out, so do I get all those runs back or nah? And Rockets in 7 says, I literally love Lance McCullers Jr. And Justin Verlander sent this out. And excuse coming in 3, 2, 1. And sure enough, there was an excuse by Robinson Cano.
What happened?
Well, some people are saying that he said he took a
tainted
diet. He said, mistakenly took this thing that was banned. I didn't know it was banned.
Yeah,
blah,
he
blah,
didn't
blah,
know.
Blah.
Right.
Of course
yeah.
he didn't know.
Yeah.
Of course
no,
he didn't.
I actually, and this is going to sound weird, but I actually believe all of those excuses. I think all of those guys just have taken supplements that they didn't know were on the ban list, or maybe it just had traces of stuff that they didn't. You know, that they couldn't find that wasn't on the ingredients. I believe 100% of them, none of them have ever cheated to gain an advantage. On a totally unrelated note, home runs are at an all-time high. And for pitching, strikeouts that are at an all-time high too. So that has nothing to do with anything. But there are guys who are accidentally taking tainted supplements out there.
Right.
Unbeknownst
well,
to them.
Or eating meat in Mexico.
Yep, that's a dangerous
you
one.
You know what? Maybe
that actually... I think that actually might
that,
be.
That, well, that might be. If
the
I'm
NFL
Robinson,
went down there and like, ugh.
Well, this was a diuretic that tries to dilute your That's my
other favorite thing. Like, hey, you got an incredibly diluted sample. How much water did you drink? 3 gallons?
A lot.
I just got water poisoning. Like, I didn't know that was a
thing. Eight times the daily allowance.
Right. So
super thirsty. It's May.
But here's where Verlander's catching some shade. He says 5 years ago, Jahani Peralta. I like to call him Jahani because that's how they spelled it. Jahani Peralta was suspended for steroids, using substances that have been banned. And Verlander tweeted this: "Everybody makes mistakes. He's my brother. We fight and bleed and sweat together on the baseball field." And so is Verlander talking out both sides of his mouth? If it's his teammate, it's okay. He's my brother. But if it's not his teammate, then, you know.
Yeah, Verlander's just like a 16-year-old girl. Hey, my friend does something.
Right.
We good. That bitch over there does it.
Mm-hmm.
She trash.
16-year-old girls, it's probably white girls. It's probably, we drop N-bombs together, but do you see what she said?
Whoa, that's a big step.
That's a thing. Well, it's a thing, though.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing. I can certainly see where people are, you know, looking a sideways glance at Verlander. Verlander is a guy who's a little bit outspoken. I mean, he with the home run when Bryce Harper hit a broken bat home run, he was the first one to say something. He was the first one. He's been out there talking about how the exit velocity is coming off the bat. It's the same, and yet the ball is going out of the park now. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, he's also in the middle of, wait a minute, are you guys using Pine Tar over there by Trevor Bauer? Or I like to call him Tyler Bauer. He made his accusation, and Verlander's somebody who would have benefited from this. So this is something I get where Verlander is coming from, but when you've made that statement before about a teammate, I mean, it's ringing a little hollow.
Yeah, it looks bad. It was never going to look good.
No,
and everyone does it. You go after the other guy, but then when it's your guy, you back.
You gotta back
I guess him. Usually it looks worse when you go after the other guy, because then when you back it looks. But when you know it's easier to have your guys back early on. But you probably shouldn't. You got to be careful about taking the shot. That's the thing. Hey, it's easy to say, hey, I got my back. This guy's my brother. He's this, that. Okay, you got your guys back. Then you probably don't want to get caught taking shots at someone else.
Verlander probably doesn't remember tweeting that out about his teammate.
How long ago was it?
He said 5 years. He probably doesn't remember. Yeah. But the problem is the internet always has receipts. So anytime you say something, someone somewhere will remember it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get receipts from like 6 years ago on Josh Allen. Well, and they're like, we're going to save these receipts for a long time until right before the draft.
Well, Justin Verlander, they went back 5 years. The one difference is Justin Verlander 5 years ago, grown man, Josh Allen was like 14.
Do you think that there was somebody, when Justin Verlander said it, that somebody who was a fan of Cano's scoured through, like surely that wasn't, or maybe just, how did you find, somebody must have remembered him saying that. That's how that must have happened. Because it's 5 years ago.
Well, I don't know. It was the initial report from a Michigan paper. I'm looking at mlive.com, and they're the ones calling it hollow. I'm not sure who pointed that out to him. Maybe it was a writer who covered Verlander back then in 2013. But that's the initial report, and they're the ones who kind of are taking their shots at Verlander.
Yeah, by the way, Tristan Thompson could never be a Rocket because of the...
James Harden. Kardashian.
You think James cares?
He may not, but first of all, you don't want that stink in your room.
Whoa. Why you got to say the Kardashians smell?
Well, it's just more of a, like they're jinxy.
Well.
They are jinxy. Am I lying? Reggie Bush had to get rid of one.
Listen.
Look at Kanye. He got jinxed too. They'll eventually get you. The Kardashians will eventually get you. Kanye's never coming back from this.
No.
Kanye's career is over. Oh, Raheel weeps into a pillow every
night. Kardashians
like,
worse.
Why did it have to happen to my Kanye?
It's way worse than the SI jinx. It's way worse than
it ruins your whole career.
Ruins your whole life. Yeah.
The Madden jinx will give you a bad... Well, sometimes it ruins careers. The Madden jinx is pretty bad.
Yeah.
The Kardashian jinx can ruin... If James had stayed with her for 2 years, he'd be out of the league right now.
No. He would have never gotten that $200 million. I got to talk right now about my man, Yuval, over at Texas Mattress Makers.
I went yesterday.
He's the best. What'd you get?
I got my son, Snacks, got a full-size bed. So I had to get a full-size bed and a twin mattress for one of my other sons. So I went to another mattress place that was right around the corner, priced it. Okay, boom. I went to Texas Mattress Makers website, just the website, priced it $70 less for two mattresses. Went there. They go, oh, guess what? If you want to get it today, we can fit these two mattresses into your car. Fit them in. Boom. Got home. I mean, literally, I spent no more than 14 minutes at Texas Mattress Makers. They loaded the mat. I bought them. They loaded the mattresses into the back of my. They were going to tie it up on top because I wanted them delivered today, not in another day. I said, it's got to be today. Well, we can either tie them up or we could put them in. I said, you think you can get it inside? Yep. They were able to. Got back, saved money, got my mattresses. We're all good. And they're good mattresses, too.
I'm best.
It's pillow top. Guess what? The mattresses are to come. You can either get it with the one that I was looking at with pillow top or without. So, and it's a firmer mattress. So I said, let me get pillow top so my kids can act like they're sleeping on clouds or whatever since they liked it. It's just so soft. Great. Older, you're going to want more firmness.
And the kids love it.
Yeah.
There are firm mattresses, pillow top mattresses, luxury mattresses, medium firm mattresses, pocketed coil mattresses, spring mattresses, foam, more. Don't get carried away because it's a brand name, okay? Go to Texas Mattress Makers and do what Lance did. Save money.
Yep.
The insides of these mattresses are all the same. Why would you pay more? Get it from the manufacturer. 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. Okay, so you people out there on the west, those people have a Texas Mattress Makers too. And 4619 Navigation, corner of Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. Take it from Lance. All right, time to talk Renter's Warehouse. That's our guys over there, Rich Drake and all of the guys over at Renter's Warehouse. You're going to love dealing with them as well. It's no manufacturing in a retail store. What it is, though, is it the best home rental company in the country. And I don't even know that it's close. Renter's Warehouse is, I think they started this thing and they just have, they're the Kleenex or the Coca-Cola of renting houses out. And here's the deal is, if you're somebody that's looking for a home, they've got hundreds of websites of people who are renting out their homes. And if you're someone who wants to rent out their home, there's one company to go with, and that's Renter's Warehouse, because they do everything. I mean everything. You do not have to deal with the renters except one thing. You get to pick them. You get to pick the people that are going to be living in your home. And that's awfully important. So you feel good about it. They'll do all the vetting and you do the picking.
You know, it's and the other thing about it is you don't know how much your house should rent for. So if you want to try to put your house in a market and rent it, you're going to fail miserably with one of two mistakes. You'll either overprice it, which will force it to sit on the market for a while, or you're underpricing and you'll cost yourself hundreds and maybe thousands of dollars. Let the experts at Renter's Warehouse price your property because they know how to. They know how to quickly, and that's why they get properties rented in 17 days or less in most instances. They'll get people in your home, and they will get maximum dollars for you so that you can start accumulating some wealth or even just paying off your home and accumulating much greater equity in your home today. 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're doing the name game again. And if you've been listening, it's really simple. If we call call your name, you got a shot to win a very nice prize. And today's prize is a $50 gift certificate to Prime Social Poker Club, where you can take your game to the next level in a comfortable upscale setting with full service restaurant and bar. It's the best poker in town. We do shows there. It's a beautiful place. Got the TVs to watch your games if you go there at night or even during the middle of the day. There's baseball on. So for the first time, the giveaway is actually on the bench. If your name is Donald or Samuel, call in at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. First caller with one of those two names wins a $50 gift card from Prime Social Poker Club. Now back to John and Lance.
Okay. right, we're going to get back here on track. But somebody just sent this. Who sent this in? Mr. Yeah. Okay. He sent in
this story.
Wait.
Is it not good?
Hold on. The title is Lottery Winner Arrested for Dumping $200,000 of Manure on Ex-Boss's Lawn. The dude won $125 million in the lottery and quit his job and then went back and bought $20,000 worth, 20,000 pounds of manure and dumped it on the lawn. But, okay, here are some other stories that are in the same website. Doctor gets arm stuck for 8 hours in patient's anus during prostate exam. 36-year-old woman sues parents for $2.3 million for naming her herpesia. Babysitter transported to hospital after inserting a baby in her vagina. Morgue employee cremated by mistake while taking a nap.
Yeah, this is a fake site.
Mr. Yeah.
I got caught by this site one time and actually read a story about somebody taking, oh my gosh, now I think about it. This guy took a dump on his boss's desk, I think after winning a lottery. I think I got duped by the same basic idea. And I read at the other station, I read a story and it's from World News Daily Report. It's a fake site. Oh, I was all excited that this is a real thing.
Yeah. Confessed pedophile arrested in Walmart while making love to baby doll. Mr. Yeah, you got to read the side stories before you send it. Hey, look at this story. Yeah, not so much. I will forever hate Ray J for putting the Kardashians on the map. That is true. That is true. Who's next? Mark. Why we got all the...
Because we gave away something.
Oh, we did? What did we give away today? I wasn't listening to you.
Of course you weren't. A $50 gift card to Prime Social.
Oh! Totally sweet. How'd your tournament go yesterday?
Oh, man. In and out. Grand opening, grand closing. That's what my tournament was. Grand opening, grand closing.
Mark is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, John and Lance, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
I love you guys. You guys are the best radio talk show I've ever heard in my life.
How's this? How's this caller, Dell?
Dell. Huh? Adele, is the camera on you right now?
No.
Why not? Put your camera on.
It's on YouTube.
Put your live stream camera on. I'm not going
to. And, John, let me tell you something. I'm a huge fan of yours. You used to have a show on KNWS back in, like, the late 90s. It was called Sports Talk Live, I think it was.
Sports Night Live.
Do you remember that, John?
I remember Sports Night Live.
Yeah. I loved that show. I used to watch it three times a day. It was you're one of the best radio personalities ever, John Granata. You guys should be national. I'd rather listen to you guys than Golic and Wingo or anybody else.
Thank you.
Lance's knowledge about football. I mean, he's forgotten more about football than I would ever know in 10 lifetimes.
Dell, are you listening to this great call? Dell, are Del you okay back there?
Dell's in there making hand gestures, Mark. Del, don't listen. Don't.
No, keep going, Mark. This is a great call.
No.
I'll tell you what, I'm from New York where everybody thinks – you know, whatever comes from New York is the best. And, you know, I listen to WFAN and all those. You guys are better than any of them. You guys are the best.
See, that's what we've been saying for years.
We say that all the time.
Yeah, we've been saying that.
So Mark, we appreciate
now
that.
Now we've got this.
That's proof.
We've got proof.
Yeah. Yeah, it's proof.
No problem. You guys are the absolute. I wish you guys all the best. I love you. John Granato, you're the best.
Thanks.
Lance Zierlein, you're the best. And you know what? Thanks. I love Dell, too. Dell does a great job.
Dell, where's your hand gestures? He's going to act like he can't hear it.
He's not even hear it. Dell, he said he loves you, too. How about that? Yeah.
It's nice to be loved, man. Yeah. It's nice to be loved. You guys make my day. What? Without you guys in the morning, I wouldn't be able to make it through the day.
What'd you want to talk about Rockets?
Well, I just wanted to say I like the Rockets in seven games. I mean, you guys, your analysis is spot on, like always. But I just like the Rockets in seven games. I just feel like this is a different Rocket team. I feel like, James Harden is a different player. I feel like he's going to show up in game 6 or game 7. I don't feel like he's going to wear down. I think he's going to come up big. I think Chris Paul makes all the difference in the world because you guys have been saying it forever. You know, he makes these guys accountable on the defensive, and you know, and they can, their defense is so much better. I just like him in seven games. I like him to win the whole thing.
I think you like him to win the whole thing. I put the live stream on so I could see if we can.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I think he appreciated
said what he needed to say.
Yeah, Mark, we appreciate it. Mark, it couldn't have been a smarter call. Greatest call ever.
Dead on there. Great call.
Making hand gestures that are ugly, ugly, ugly. You know, hey, you're a fan, and you should. I'm worried. Well, Thundersticks brought to the table.
I think everything's looking great.
There are things that are fixable, and I agree. There are things that are fixable.
Thundersticks brought that up.
You did bring that up earlier.
Dell gave me Thundersticks.
Kind of your name.
I like it, but
it's kind of his name, isn't it, though?
Yeah, people have really grown attached to Thundersticks.
Yeah.
That name, at least.
Thank God.
So I'm just worried that the other team is just a better basketball team that right now. And I thought that was a must-win game for the Rockets. Hey, could you imagine what tonight? And I don't know. I certainly hope that Rocket fans are going to come out and be as rowdy as Lance is every morning.
Hey!
But could you imagine? Listen, if the Rockets were up 1-0 right now, what that building would be like?
As Real pointed out, it's less fun when he does that. I mean, Thundersticks.
See, I don't like it that I will buy in and it ruins your whole little thing.
Well, you're going to be Thundersticks no matter what because you will eventually, during a segment, just drop into your Thunderstick mode without even knowing it. So it doesn't matter.
You just don't like that I buy into it. It ruins it for you.
Well,
yeah, that's exactly the point.
No.
We were out at the Skeeters yesterday. Dell threw out the first pitch, and he did it for the kids. But
how did it go?
It was okay. I mean, he bounced it in about halfway.
He got over the plate.
KJ just slaughtered him. Just saying it was terrible.
Hey, that's not a throw. I didn't know this was my last shot, and I was auditioning to be a Major League Baseball player.
Well,
relax.
I'm going to show Lance the throw, and he'll be.
I short armed it, but it got there.
So here's the deal: is today maybe you're going to throw out the first pitch? We don't know. We have no idea.
They usually set that up in advance.
Probably
not for me.
But
I just got there. Hey, you want to do this?
But here's the deal. There it is. If you're looking for a great way to have some fun today at an inexpensive price, how about Kids In Free on Wednesday? They're playing today at Constellation Field, and the kids get in for free. Thirsty Thursdays tomorrow, Girl Scout Sleepover and Postgame Fireworks on Friday. Moira Herman's Pink in the Park as well Friday. Skeeters Puzzle Giveaway on Saturday. First 2,000 fans through the gate. And Sunday Fun Day. Bark in the Park as well. Bring your dog to the park.
Love and Bark in the Park. And that's what you can do. You can get your dogs to the ballpark. You can bring the kids. You've got the Thirsty Thursdays. You have so many different things going on. And the best part of it all is that you can go and enjoy yourself. The game is the game. They want to win. But it's more important that you have a great time and that you enjoy yourself, whether it's you and your buddies, you and your coworkers, you and a friend, you on a date night, or maybe you with kids. They are the perfect destination for you at SugarlandSkeeters.com.